Hello, friends. Do you know what a spoonerism is? The word is coming into more general usage these days, so it might be well for us to brush up on it. What with radio announcers and public speakers making funny slips of the tongue. Let me tell you about Dr. William Archibald Spooner, who for many years was warden of New College, Oxford, England. Dr. Spooner was not only a churchman, but a classical scholar of note. One day he was addressing his students and said,
"We all know what it is to have a half-warmed fish within us. I mean, a half-formed wish." Fine, gentlemen. In considering our desires, we must remember that the Lord is a shoving leopard. I mean, a loving shepherd.
His students laughed, of course, and from then on they attributed every slip of the tongue they heard to old Dr. Spooner, who took it all in good fun. True Spoonerisms are generally born of stage fright or other forms of confusion. But in the last few years, we've seen comedians of the stage and radio get great sport out of the simple transposition of syllables known as spoonerism.
How do you who, or how do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Or Lentils and Jadyman, or Gentles and Ladyman? I mean, how do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Nice, no, or nice going, kid. Yes, sir, or yes, sir, when I get mixed up in my meat, I have loads of fun. Or what I mean is, when I get mixed up in my speech, I have loads of fun. Do you, or you know, just making people pass, or making people laugh. Well, first they faff a bit a lit, or first they beef a little fat. What I mean is, first they laugh a little bit, but then they half larder, or lard half good, or half lard look, or they rather laugh harder until it gets to be a regular picnic. I mean, a regular picnic. For instance, a certain quoted, or a certain quoted professor, or professor quoter, or a certain noted professor says, everything has a hidden meaning, or hidden news, or hidden mooning, or hidden meaning. Even the riddle lead, or the leddle writ, or even the little head rule scout, or the scatter rat tool house, or the hell and fellow tool hoose. Well, for gosh sake. Look, the side guess, or the guy says everything has a hidden meaning. Even the little red schoolhouse had something behind it. Well, never mind. A ninder, Mev. Reminder net. Well, let it go. Let it go.
And so, when you hear a speaker accidentally transpose the beginning syllables of two words, you'll not only get a laugh, but you'll know that the mistake is called a spoonerism after old Dr. William Archibald Spooner of Oxford. That's all for this time. This is the reporter of Odd Facts speaking.